Okay, let's start our discussion of Erevin Daf Pei. Erevin Daf Pei, and we're going to talk about Lechi and Korah that are Shel Asherah. Lechi and Korah are Shel Asherah. So what is the halacha? The Gemara quotes a machlokas. On top, Itmar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Osin Lechi Asherah. Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says that one could use an Asherah, an Avodah Zarah piece of wood, as a lechi to matir a mavui, to put a vertical stick at the end of the mavui, as we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. Rosh Hashanah Lakesh Omer Osen Korah Ashera, and Reish Lakesh says you could make a Korah as an Ashera, as we'll see maybe in contrast. So Manda Omer Korah Kol Shekein Lechi, if you say Korah, like Reish Lakesh says, that's a Kol Shekein Lechi. He means both. If you could use a Korah for an Ashera, surely a Lechi, because it's more of a problem for a Korah. So if you could use it for a Korah, you could surely use it for a Lechi. Well, Manda Omer Lechi, but if you could use it, if according to the opinion that says Lechi, it's only a Lechi. Av a Korah lo, but to use it for the horizontal board across, lo, that would not be allowed. Kituse mechta shiure, because it is considered crushed, it is considered burned, because an asherah has to be burned, and therefore its shear is not enough for what you need, and therefore it is not allowed. The question is, what is the difference between a lechi and a korah? If it's considered to be crushed up, so it's crushed up for a lechi and a korah. And if it's considered theirs, then it should be good. So what exactly is the difference between a lechi and a korah? And this is what we paskin. This is what we paskin, so we should figure this out. Even if we didn't paskin this way, we should figure it out. But this is what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about all the details of Mavui and Lechi. Big Simon, 36 Se'ifim in the Simon. Just remember the background. The Shulchan Aruch says, Makom Sheishlo Shalosh Mechitzos, a Makom that has three walls, and it's open on the fourth side to a Carmelis or to a Rishus Arabim, Asru Chachamim L'taltel Ashiyasa Shum Tikkun Berevius. Right? They say that you have to do some type of Tikkun on the fourth side. What Tikkun must you do on the fourth side? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavui Sheish Lo Shalosh Mechitzos Uboros Bisad Revi Hitiru Balechi. What's a lechi? Rama Pirish Targum Hakerish Ho'echad Lucha Chada. A luach. A lechi is a board. Shav Yov Rachbo Kol Shehu. Let's keep that in mind. A lechi whose thickness and width could be a Kol Shehu. Right? There is no minimum width for the lechi. The Mishnah Berura. Afilu pachos me etzba. Even less than a finger's width. Sheyamidenu bepesach ha-mavi. You should stand it up at the Pesach of the Mavi. V'yegavo asar ha-tvachim. Its height has to be 10 tvachim. That it has to be. Good. Umikal davar sheyasenu kasher. And if you make it out of anything, it is kasher. Afilu mibali chayim. Even out of animals. You could have a lechi out of animals. Ubavad shekshirenu shom b'chavalim. L'kosle ha-mavi b'yasedos. As long as you tie it up and it can't go down, and it has to stay that way standing up. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high, but no width. Even if you tie a person there, he could count as a lechi. This is based on the Gemara earlier. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara earlier, as long as, as long as he doesn't know that he's there to be a lechi. Because if not, he's for sure going to leave. Im came bevada yelech lo, shelo yamod sham, kol hayom, v'lachin bin and davka kashar, v'yish machmir, nafilu behodiyo, shem yishkach, v'yelech misham. Maybe some say you only need to tie him if he doesn't know, and some say even if he does know, because he might forget and leave. But either way, that is a lechi, how you are able to put it. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, and this is says towards the end, this is now what we're up to. Korazu sha'amarnu, od yesh hechsher acher, sif yudalid, lemavui, haparis biruch revias bekorah. Right, there's another way to solve your problem on the fourth side with a korah. Sheani chen al rosh ha-mavui, put the korah, a horizontal beam across on top of the mavui, at the edge of the mavui. It has to be on the walls. But if you have two pegs sticking out and you put it on the sticks, then it might not be good. And you have to put it there in order to be matir the mavui. That's the kavana that one has to have. Not a lechi ha'omim me'elav, which is one of the yalkagams, Machlokes, Abaya, and Rava. But Yanichenek Yelahatir Amavui. Avalam lo nasas l'shem kach. If you didn't make the korah for that, afilu samchalem erev Shabbos psuli. Even if you think about it in erev Shabbos to use it, it is possible. Even though we paskin by alech, Mishnah Berurah quotes Kai Malandim samchalem erev Shabbos mahani afilu b'omim meilav. Alech yomim meilav is okay. Shani hasan delechi mishum mechitza. That's because Alechi is Mishochitza, Ki'ilu it is a Mechitza, U'Mechitza, but as Me'ela, Gam can have a Mechitza, and a Mechitza that's there by itself, Me'ela is also a Mechitza. Avakar Mishim Heker, Ukshalhuncha, L'shem Kach, Lovi Heker. If it wasn't put there, it is not a good Heker, it has to be L'shem Zeh. We're going to get back to that chilik by the Shem a little bit later. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, what's the halacha important for us? All that has been background. Korah Zusha Amarnu Tzvi Chashir. This Korah that we have mentioned requires a shear. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch earlier said that the lechi does not require a shear. What does that mean? It doesn't require a shear. It doesn't require a shear of width, but it has to be 10 tefachim high. It has to be 10 tefachim high. That is the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Ahitir b'lechi b'avshir v'rach kol shehu v'yagavu asar tefachim. But here it says he needs a shear, and therefore, imasa me'atzei asheira psula kiven de l'sreif ha'kaima kedusim ech l'shire. And it's, since it is omed lihi sareif, therefore it's considered crushed up, and you cannot use it. And now we're back to our question. That was all. We see the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, that a korah cannot be omed lihi sareif, while a lechi can be omed lihi sareif. The Shulchan Aruch does not quote the limitation by lechi. So the question is, what's the svar for this? So Rashi tells us, Rashi says, Aval korah, tzricha tefach lekabel ariach ubriach de lekabel ariach. A korah has to be strong enough, as we saw earlier, strong enough and wide enough to be able to hold a half a brick. The high asherah kimet the boy sreifa. This asherah, since it requires sreifa, the chsiv asherah this rabun ve'esh shiur lav shiurahu. Its shear is not a shear. Tisrufa daimia. It is considered sarif. It's considered sarif. And the question is, lechi also requires a shear. It doesn't need to be hold a brick, but it has to be 10 tefachim high. Right? Tosfos, dibra maskal avo. Avagav de lechi nami ba'i shear. Gova, v'gam rocha mashahu. Right? It requires a mashahu width, and it doesn't need to be an etzba wide, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, but it has to be some wide. It has to be 10 tefachim high. So what is the difference between the two? So four ideas related to each other. First, Tosfos. Tosfos goes two of the first ideas. Tosfos continues. We referred to this Tosfos, as you remember, a couple of days ago when we discussed the sulam of an asherah, and we quoted part of this Tosfos. But it says Tosfos here, mikol makom, kiven to lo boya l'shir zuta loech mirubo. It's a small shear. It only needs a small shear, so therefore it is okay. What does that mean, it only needs a small shear? What, ten tefachim is a small shear? Why is that called a small shear? So says the Magen Mishnah in Yud Zayin Yud Beis, says the Migdal Oz in Yud Zayin Yud Gimel. They both quote this idea, not Dafka Fetosis, but they quote this idea to explain this Yisod, and that is a lechi requires a shear only in height. A korah requires a shear in all the directions. That's what it means by zuta. It doesn't mean zuta in terms of this specific one that it needs. Ten tefachim is not zuta, but in terms of the directions that it needs. The Rambam paskins, again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and the other, the Rambam says, Yud Zayin Yud Beis, Bakol Osin L'Chayayim, Afilu B'davar Sheish Baruch Chayim, Afilu B'Suri Hanah, Avodazara Atzma, O Asherash, Oso Salechi Kasher, Shalechi Ov Yokal Shehu. So Alechi can be made even out of Asherah. Fine, and then the Rambam says, "Bakolos and Korah, avaloba Asherah, l'fisha yesh l'rochav hakora shir, because the Korah has a shear for the width. I Alechi has a shear for the height," says the Magen Mishnah. "Upir shabenu de lechi kivan de avyo v'rach b'kol shu ein omrim kiddusim ech l'shiure, aval hakora kivan sheyesh l'rach b'shir lo." And the Migdal Oz also. As we saw, so maybe it's the amount of sides that need a shear. So if only one direction, so then that's not a problem of kitusim echta shiure, says the Magen Mishnah, says the Migdal Oz, while if it needs for the other directions, it does. Svasemes has a different idea. Lumdus. Svasemes says here, on our Tosfos, v'lo bira Tosfos alzeh, He quotes this Tosfos, it's a small shear. Tosfos didn't explain this. The shear govo yud lav shear zutahu. A height of 10 is not a shear zuta. Aval nira de lokashamidi. The ha de tsar govo yud, the fact that a lechi needs to be 10 tvachim high, ein ze shear al halechi. This is not a shear on the lechi, that the lechi needs 10. Rak de kol mashuhu mechitzi. Really, any little mashu is a mechitza. Ella, the kiman, the mechitza, tzorach lios ad yud, memela tzorach lios nimshach atika b'kol meshach yud. Really, per se, the lechi doesn't need to be, but it's just to function as a mechitza, it needs to be 10. Avo guf atika in embo shear. The shear itself is not, right, the fact that you have to put this here, qua b'toras lechi, it doesn't need a shear. B'toras mechitza, it needs a shear. Dum ye yavi kora mashu sagi mat the tzorach lios nimshach at b'kol arocha shalom avi, lo avi chashev shear klal. The ze eno mitzar chashiva sashir ela datikon tzorach lios meshach hatzorach latikon mashenkim ma the boy rochav tefach shaper chashiv shir. Somehow the shir for kora is more inherent than the shir for lechi. Says the Sfas Emes, the shir for lechi is an external, just related to its function, not related to it itself. Mashenkim the kora is related to it itself. Again, he says it, but we're still bothered a little bit. What exactly is the what's he driving at? Maybe we'll get back to that in a few minutes. But if you continue looking at Tosfos, Tosfos has another answer. The Harebi Avraham Piresh Lechi Mudabeg Titim Bakosel by a lechi, it's crushed up. Kedusha Mechleshire, it's crushed up. You could theoretically, conceptually, take those crushed pieces and stick it against the wall, and it's okay. Havi lechi ubavach lo yehini telas beruach. But by a korah, you can't stick them in the air. You can't stick them in the air, and therefore it's a problem. What's the svara? So explain the Rishonim, the Meiri, Rabbeinu Peretz, and others. What does Kedusha Mechleshire mean? And maybe this is 2 days here, and the first 2 days of Tosfos. The second day holds that it doesn't mean it's kamisha eno. It means that it is ki'ilu, it's crushed up, but it's there. So by a lechi, it can be crushed up in the air and stick it all against the wall, and therefore it's okay. A korah, you can't, if it's crushed up, then it can't exist. Can't exist across in the air, and therefore it's a problem. How do you know it's kamisha sheyeshno? So the Tashbis quotes a proof. Says that you can't use a shofar, a lulav, shalashera, right? It's kamisha eno. Or it's kami as if it's crushed up, and you can't use the crushed up lulav or shofar. There's a minimum shear. But you could do kisi hadam with the ashes of the iranidachas. With the offer of the Yerni Dachas. It's crushed up, but it doesn't matter, because by Kisi Adam, it can be crushed up. So as long as something could allow crushed up pieces, that will be okay. So a lechi can have that, but a korah has to be chazaka uberia, as Rashi quotes, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough. Maybe the first day of Tosfos holds that it's kamisha eino mamish, right? And that's why the first day of Tosfos did not give this answer. If you look at the Karanora here relates to the chilik that we mentioned before, and maybe says that's the answer. Says the Kera, lechi is mishum mechitza, as we said. And therefore, for a mechitza, he says it, he doesn't explain it. Let's just read it first. The lohachi lo amrina kizu mechta shi'urei belechi, mishum te'en lo shir. Lechi does not have a shir that it needs. Ela mishum, tal karchach mechitza hi mena Torah. Aval kora mishum heker, shapar amrina ba kizu mechta shi'urei. By a korah versus a lechi. When it comes to a lechi, it's mishum mechitza. So all you need is that physical reality. Even if halachically it's kedusha mechta shiurei, but it's okay if it's mishum mechitza. Masha ein kein, if it's mishum heker. If it's mishum heker and it's destroyed because of kedusha mechta shiurei, then it's ki'ilu, there's no heker there. No heker there. You need more than just a physical reality. You need the halachic way of looking at it. Which is interesting, you might have said exactly the opposite. You might have said, if it's Mishum Heker, then do you see it? It's there. That's all you need. It's Mishum Heker to remind you that not to go into Rishus Arabim, not to get confused between this Rishus and another Rishus. So all you need is it physically there. Mechitza is about a halachic definition, and therefore, even if you see it, but it's not halachically there, so you might have said exactly the opposite. But that is the Karen Ora's suggestion about Lechi Mishum Mechitza and Lechi Mishum Korah. But there's another way to look at it, same chilek, Mechitza or Korah, a little deeper, and that is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim on this Rambam. Again, explains like the Karen Ora, but gives a little depth to it, and maybe this is what the Tosfos means, the Sfas Emes, and the Karen Ora. Maybe this is what they're all driving at. I think we had a lum d'shir about this all the way back at the beginning of Maseches Shabbos, about mechitzos for Shabbos and mechitzos for Sukkah. But here, we might have mentioned this Reb Chaim then also. Reb Chaim is discussing this chiluk of Lechi and Korah. And on this Rambam Ravid, says the Reb Chaim, Kitus ebech d'shirei, first point, does not mean that it's not there. It's just that halachically it loses its shir status, the minimum size it doesn't have. But it is there, right? Like we said before in the second day of Tosas. It's not that it's not there. Because then even the lechi wouldn't work if it's not there. Because it needs a mashu. Imkein hari gam mashu einkan. It means that the shir is batel. So we said this before also, in the second day of Tosas. If the shir is not, it is there. The second day said, it is there, but it's considered crushed up. So here, you're not even saying that. The shir is removed, but it itself is there. So therefore, Lechi is Misha Mechitza. What's the point of a Mechitza? In order to create a surrounded space. Hekif Makom. Mukaf Mechitzos. Is this area Mukaf Mechitzos? Even if the Mechitza per se doesn't have halachic shear status, but it still is enough to create a Mukaf Mechitzos area. And therefore, Lechi Misha Mechitza is okay with Ashera. Bikomakom imbanu laduna la makom nimsa to call hagova asara shebo yeshlabim koma mechitzas lachi kibadi sebeine. It exists. Verakta lechi ba'atzmo ein bo shiura de asara tachim. It's just that the lechi itself doesn't have a shear. If you just look at lechi, ptaris lechi, the alzehu moel hakiduzim echlas celestly shiure. Asher al kei nira. But that's exactly why it's okay here. The das haramba mi b'chol mechitzas b'shuzo yachid, divina shei govan asara. The shear for creating heck of makom is not a din in the mechitza. It's a din in the makom. To be in a shagova asara shabo ye muka mechitzos. Vim batzanu gova asara shemuka mechitzos bakal asara shabo. Loech baslanu klal beetzam mechitzos mehe machzikos asara olo. How we look at the mechitzos per se. Because the focus isn't the chefsa of the lechi. The focus is the makom that the lechi is helping to surround. And therefore, as long as it's surrounded, that's okay. Even if the shear per se would not be considered. Alkein gam hacha b'lechi shal asherah nehita kedusei mechtas shi'ura, even though we say kedusei mechtas, aval harei zeh lo mahan yirak te'etzem alechi les be shi'ura, aval b'hamakom harei alko panim kol agov asar hachashim mukaf mixas mechitza revius demol zos b'dinei mechitza. But, and that's why the Rambam says lechi mishum mechitza, therefore it is okay. But what about Korah? Korah is not about just heck of makom. It's Mishum Heker, it's Mishum functioning as a board itself. There's something about the significance of the Korah itself. To be Korah dashir tefach, hu be'etzem ha-Korah. V'yalkein shaper shayach pazach dina dekduzim ech dashire. That's why it's ruined. That's why it's ruined, because it's not just about creating a makom that's mukaf. It's about, you have to have importance to the, integrity to the Korah itself. And therefore, here, you don't have that integrity. Lechi is okay, but Korah is not. So maybe that's the Yesod, and that's what's meant. That's what each of these Achronim are all driving at. The principle of Kedusei Mechtas Shi'urei, just to mention, is a principle that relates to many other sugyas. There are many other sugyas and shas that have to do with a future destiny of an item impacting present status. Right, Kedusha Mechtas Shi'urei is one of them. But Kol HaOmed, all the Kol HaOmed sugyas, Kol HaOmed Liftos Kepadui Dami, Kol HaOmed Lizrok Kizarok Dami, Kol HaOmed Ligzos, to be shorn, Kigazos Dami, Kol HaOmed Lisrof, Kol HaOmed Libatzer, any grapes that are Omed to be harvested, might be considered Ki'ilu, they're cut already. Kol HaOmed Ligvos Kigavu Dami, by Ishtar. So you have all the Kol HaOmeds. And then you also have Hoel. Hoel, since guests might come, therefore right now I might be allowed to cook. Right, so again, Hoel is about a future event that might happen impacting now. Brera. Brera, when something gets clarified in the future, am I allowed to see the results of that in the past? Again, each one of these has their own mechanism, but they're all similar, so to speak. Anything that works l'mafreya, right? In that way, yeah, shalom idas. Right, the sugya b'metzia, a future yeyush, when the person who lost it finds out about it, would that yeyush be able to be seen as if it's now, and therefore I'm allowed to take it? That's yeyush shalom idas, as we know. Matanos shelo hermu kamisha hermu damyan. Right, matanos, if I didn't take out the chumas of maestras, or I didn't take out the parts of an animal that have to go to the kohen. So do we say, ki'ilu, it's huram already. Matanos shelo hermu kamisha hermu damyan. Right. Zika, right? Even by Yibum, right? By the future Yibum impacts right now that there's a Zika created between the Yavam and the Yavama. So again, all of these relate to the same general idea of a future destiny impacting present status, and each one of them, though, is their own sugya, but they are all somewhat related. Okay, we'll stop here.